Hey, Alex, a lawyer and a financial advisor walk into a bar.
Oh, and then what happens, Dave?
Well, the question comes up around, you know, the importance of taking time off, like having a break.
Holidays?
Yeah.
What? That's not a word I'm familiar with, I'm sorry. We don't do that anymore post-COVID. There's no more breaks. There's no holidays. We just work 24 hours a day from home.
Yeah, right. That's why it's meant to be, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's, I mean, the thing that really strikes me is that about holidays and is that we're in like a different dynamic now. It's like you might be at home all the time or you might be at home more, but the time that you're working, you're actually working longer hours but at home. So you sort of, and you might be doing the washing at like 10 o'clock in the morning while you're having a coffee break, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So like work and not work have just become one. I for a while, you know, wasn't feeling like I was working from home, I felt like I was living at work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with you. And I think that's part of this real mix of this change of that demarcation between, you know, personal time and work time. And I think that's been evolving for, you know, the last probably 15 or 20 years, how it just gets so immersed and blended in together. But I think one of the important things around taking the time off or booking in those holidays is you actually need a break. Like it's, there's a lot of research that puts it out there that having that capacity to try and switch off, you know, is a really good thing because you need to refresh yourself. Because I do think, especially in the last couple of years, there's been huge amounts of fatigue, physical and mental fatigue. Like it's just a grind. And because you're there, I'll just do it. And people get flatter and flatter. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. Video conferencing fatigue is just brutal.
Yeah. And we're in a position where, I don't know, if for most businesses, certainly for our business, you know, for a long period, nobody's taken much leave.
Yep.
Like, so leave balances are up and we're actually facing now, I'm starting to get a bit nervous because I say, well, hang on, everyone needs holidays and that's important. I totally acknowledge that, but I'm going, hang on, if they all take holidays at the same time and suddenly they're taking a month off.
I might have to do some work.
I might have to do some work. That'd be outrageous. I didn't hire people so I can do work. But they might all take long periods of leave together or, you know, they might be overlapping. And, of course, I think it's important to take long periods. You don't just want a day off here and there, you know. You do need the longer breaks, but if they take them all at the same time or they want to, that it's just a difficult thing to manage and a bit worrying for business owners, you know.
But it's that excitement of getting people to think about, and I suppose this is the importance of you know, the sort of work that we do is to give people the capacity to be able to take some time off because of the success of their businesses. And so it comes back to, well, what are you going to do? And is it during school holidays? Is it outside of school holidays? Is it a you know, like a four-day break. Sometimes for some people, that enjoyment of taking a Friday and a Monday and getting away for a weekend is just like a complete switch off. But other people, they need, you know, 2-3 week kind of. And look, I know over the years, some people have always said, we take a month off every time we go away and we go overseas and I almost leave my phone at home. So they can't be contacted. So to kind of get away. So I think you've got to kind of find what's important. I mean, I know from our own experience, even in the past Christmas of 2021 into 22, you know, we pretty much shut for a minimum 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then a few of us took an extra couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
You know, I do think those sorts of things are becoming more and more prevalent for people to take. They're shutting their business for a period of time. And it's like, well, there's no one here. So no one can kind of, unless it depends on the business you're in.
Yeah.
But I do think there is that element that it's very easy to keep working.
Yeah, absolutely. When I started this business, my business, you know, I never took time off. And over Christmas, you know, everyone was off except me because I was making sure if anyone had any last minute things, they had somewhere to go. And over time, that's become less and less. And as we've been more successful as a business, we've been able to actually push back and say, no, we're not always available for anything, anytime. You know what I mean? Because you actually, you know, you've got better quality clients who respect that. And you know, you're obviously not, you're not yourself as you know, you're able to be more assertive about protecting your own mental health, you know, and that's important. I think closing a business or at least having the owner take some time off. So this is as as distinct from the employees taking time off, but the owner take time off is a great test of the business and of how well your systems are managing and how well your team is trained and all of that, so that you can take time off. If you can't take, you know, a couple of weeks off away from your business where your phone's not in your hand, then you got to start thinking about, well, what, you know, is your business, could your business be improved? You know, are there systems that, you know, it's the ultimate test, being away from the business as to how your business, how well your business is managed.
But I do think there are also, you know, people have kind of, in some respects, forgotten the importance of taking that time off. One is just to kind of draw breath a little bit, perhaps reassess where you've been and what you might be doing as a business owner, reconnect with family and friends. You know, I think is a really important aspect for a lot of people, because it's been a really tough couple of years. Yep. And so it is that element that says, you know what, we've actually got through this, hopefully, but I do probably want to have a bit of a break and just kind of smell the roses again. And, you know, this is – so because then the question, if you were to take a holiday, well, what would you do?
Oh, well, I'd go to Europe. That'd be my ultimate holiday. I love Europe, and I'd be on a riverboat if I could, or I'd be, you know, in France or in Italy eating the pasta.
So you're on that sort of, you know, the western side of Europe, not on the
eastern. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. But I got to say, I mean, I do, you know, because work becomes your hobby.
Yep.
You know, work becomes, it's sort of all consuming. You do sometimes your interests and other, you don't have much else to do. And I've in the past, you know, taken days off to try and recharge, and I've been twiddling my thumbs to the point where I just check my emails to the point where before I know it, I'm working again.
Yep, yep.
You know, and I think a lot of owners fall into that that trap, that you actually don't have much else in your life to, you know, there might be a push away from work, but something else needs to be pulling you to.
Correct. You know, so you've got to get that hobby or an interest.
Or a passion, yeah.
Yeah, something else that gives you that a reason to say, you know what, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to go do that, you know, going to go drive to the Yarra Valley, or I'm going to go paint a picture or
yep.
You know, whatever it
race
is.
Race motor cars or
yeah.
Sailing yeah. or.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you kind of, this is where I suppose the importance of taking time off as a topic for today. It's not just holidays, but it is that ability to kind of give you that chance to get away from the grind of a business, because it can be just brutal sometimes.
Yeah.
Other times it's just fantastic and everything floats along and you think,
yeah,
oh my God, how good is this? This is just fantastic. And we get everything we seem to be touching is turning to gold.
Gold. Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely, if I was to tell, you know, someone else what running a business is like, I'd say that's it. It's the up and down. Sometimes you just think, this is it. Yeah, I've cracked the code.
Yep.
Capitalism's really good.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. And then other times you think, you know, this is the worst. Everything's my problem, you know.
Yep.
So it's an up and down thing. But, I mean, that's the that's life, right? Life's up and down. It's not correct. All good times and all bad times. And it's the experience of it that's exciting.
So when you see people come back from holidays inside your business, do you see them coming back with a renewed energy?
So it's been quite a long time since anyone's had, you know, we did close over Christmas like you, but I'm not, that's sometimes not quite the same as, you know, when they've gone away on a holiday themselves. And in the past, I certainly have, and not just renewed energy, but renewed ideas.
Yep.
Sometimes that's that separation from work that made them go, you know what, I've been doing my job this way, and actually I think we could, you know, all this stuff that I do could be outsourced, or all this, you know, there's a better way of doing this, you know. And have some insights. And that's happened to me. I've gone away before and just been, you know, away for a month, like, you know, overseas for a month, and come back really, and just the things go to the back of your mind, or whatever is the expression, you know, you mull over them. You don't think about them actively, but then, you know, you sort of come to some realizations. And I came back and implemented a bunch of stuff basically to get me less integrally involved in every aspect of the business.
Yep.
And, you know, and in fact, the month I remember, the month that I'm thinking about was the most successful month we'd had in a long time when I wasn't there. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, well, there you go. I think you need to take holidays more often.
Yeah, well, it shows that I thought I was more important than I was, you know, and I think sometimes I think I'm helping the team.
So you blow wind into places that you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, well, and the team have sort of more or less said to me, can you stop meddling, you know what I mean? They don't say it like that because they're much
respectful.
They're diplomatic about it, yeah. But, you know, sometimes I think I'm helping and I'm just, you know, rejigging the way they would do it, and the way they do it is great. you know, they were involved in whatever it is that, that's happening, and so they know how to handle it. And I just get involved and you know, they do what I tell them to do, which is slightly different, but no better, yep. You know, or maybe worse. And so, you know.
And this goes back to the importance of having some form of activity or interest that's outside of the business, because if you have that level of confidence that the business is functioning without you there, you actually don't need to go away for overseas for a month. You might like to, I don't know, restore a car,
yep.
Or you might like to, you know, do some sort of charitable pursuit, yep. That gives you a day a week that you like to dedicate your time to, I don't know, you know, aged care or men's, yep. Shed or whatever your interest might be, that kind of you really enjoy that aspect and it gives you an element of fulfillment. And I do think that that's a really important thing for a lot of people to kind of get jolted to sometimes, that it's like, no, there is more to life than just the grind of work.
Yeah, well, I've got an example for you. I recently really started having lunch with my dad, who's 80, you know, on a Wednesday afternoon. We just had lunch together.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm able to take 2 or 3 hours away from the business. That's fine. And, you know, that's just quality time, myself, yep. And him. And we're a big family, so we'd often – you don't get just the two of you don't spend a lot of time together. There's all sorts of other people there and they've got their kids there and it's all a big, like, you know, a mayhem. Big tribe. It's mayhem. Yeah, that's right, which is good in its own way. But, you know, and the two of us just have lunch together and it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, the reality of life is that I won't have the chance to be having, yep. Lunch with him forever.
Yep.
And,
yep.
So to take that time away from work to do something that's much more important and that is much more time critical. I can work anytime, right? And I can work, yeah. For the next, you know, 20 or 30 years if I want, whereas I won't be able to do that for the same period. And so it's just, you know, and I don't know why I didn't do it 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah, but I think part of that is confidence in your own ability, confidence to know that the next deal is going to come through. You know, there's a whole range. I think that's maturity is as well along the way, that it's like, well, you know what, does it matter if I need to take a 3 hours every Wednesday? Because I'm, you know, that comes back to, it's not taking time off. It's just reallocating the 24 hours in your day that you have.
Well, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I can work in the evening if I need to, or I can, you know, get up early or work on a Saturday if I need to. Hopefully I don't. But, yes, that's right. It's just a rejigging of your kind of priorities and your allocation of time throughout the week.
And stop. And this is a really interesting one because everyone's, oh, I don't have time. Everyone has 24 hours in a day.
Yeah. The quote I like is that they say you've got the same amount of hours in the day as Beyonce.
Yes.
So if Beyonce can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely. And this is where it comes back to when people start to look at it. It's sort of, how are you allocating your time? So therefore, don't do it. Don't work out what's important to you. Don't wait for stuff to people to put things on your list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just being a slave to your emails or whatever.
Whatever it is. It's like, no, these are the things I want to achieve for today or this week. And the rest of the stuff, yes, I know they're on a list and someone wants me to do it, but it's not important to me. So therefore, I need to do that, which is, I think that becomes a really tough position sometimes because you've got to have the strength to be able to say no to someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a really hard thing because every time you say yes,
yeah.
you've got to say no, you know, 50 other times.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And it better be a bloody good reason to say yes.
Yeah. A colleague of mine said, which I quite like the idea, they said, you've got to have it might have been you.
I think it was you. Let's see what you say, and then I'll claim it or I'll distance myself from it.
You've got to have a to-do list, nothing wrong with that, but you also got to have a to-not-do list. Did you tell me that? I think it was you.
No, we put a message out about that. What's your not-to-do list? So write the stuff down. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So therefore, and this is where it comes across your own business as well. What's the stuff that I'm really good at and what's the stuff that needs to be done but I'm not really good at doing? So yeah. It comes back to the really interesting book also that's out that's, you know, yeah. It's who, not how. Who can help me do the stuff? I don't need to know how to do it, but who yeah. can help me do it? And that's yeah, where it right. comes back to. That's where you end up narrowing down and go, really good use of my time is
yeah.
this. Now, part yeah. of that time away, maybe having a break to let that your mind think.
Yes.
So I don't know. I cannot remember the name of this person, but their point was, you know, they said, well, they pay me to think. And they would walk into the office and this bloke would have his feet up on the desk and
be thinking away.
You know, yeah. And it's like, wow, like really? But he came up with some invention that made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm.
And they're like, this is what we're paying him for.
Right.
Just you don't need to be looking busy and running around frantically the whole time to be productive.
Yeah.
That's not being productive. Sometimes you do need to switch off and go, you know what, I just need to go out for a walk. I need to go to lunch for 2 hours because a discussion that you might have had an idea in your head that you float past your old man.
Yeah.
And he then says, what about this? Because it's a completely fresh set of eyes and ears on your issue that, like, oh, my God. And it just, bang, the light goes off.
Yeah.
Purely because you've allocated some time to talk to someone and to spend some time with someone who is completely removed from what you're actually thinking about, but they come up with a completely fresh set of ideas.
Yeah, well, I can give you an example of that, and it was from spending time with Dad. We're on holidays together, and I was saying something about, you know, being very busy because I'd, you know, hired more team members, and he said, you know, and it's simple but wise, he said, well, the more people who work for you, the less work you should do. And correct. I said, what? You know, I was the total opposite in my assumptions. The more people I've got, the more people I need to look after, the more people I need to mentor, the more, you know, problems I need to solve, all of that. And, you know, of course, that's you're on a hiding to nothing then, because the more people you hire, the bigger your business gets, the more you closer you are to having a heart attack when you're 50. And we all know that that's something that seems to be going around at the moment.
Correct.
You know, so and it really hit me like a ton of bricks. It's just a great idea that it was the beginning of me really putting in place systems and processes so that the team would manage each other. You know what I mean? Or manage the business themselves. And hopefully I could just do the high value things that I liked and that I was good at and stop meddling in everyone's affairs.
Yep.
You know?
So if we go back to the sort of the topic of the importance of taking time off, what do you encourage with your team? And I know you've sort of said in the last couple of years, it's been a bit hard, but how do you encourage your team to put their hand up to say, I actually want to take 2 weeks off, or I need to take some time off, or people to come comfortable to you to say, look, I'm not coping at the moment. I actually need, you know, even just a day off just to regroup.
What I've noticed, and I'm not sure if this is, you know, representative of everyone, but they all seem to have a different dynamic of how they like to take time off. So some, you know, like to take long holidays and some like to take lots of short ones, you know, would rather go to the beach, have that long weekend, if you like, a few times than go off, you know, to Europe or whatever.
Yep.
And you know, some they want to go and spend time with their husband or wife, and others want to go and do their own thing or whatever it is. And I guess all we do is try and encourage people to do the thing that they find, you know, recharges their batteries. Because, you know, I would pack everyone off to Europe for a month because that's probably what works for me the best.
Yep.
But that's not, you know, we got someone who maybe doesn't want to go overseas, you know, likes Australia or likes long weekends or whatever, likes time on the beach, you know, as opposed to time, you know, traveling around or whatever. So we just try and get people to do what it is that they like to do and support that.
Yeah, because it also comes back to the time of the year. Some people love to go to the cold weather to ski versus, you know, the hot weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So everyone has their own kind of dynamic of what they want, and, you know, you can't sort of force it on them. You got to let them do their thing, or at least that's my thinking anyway. I don't know if that's working or not working. Is that what you find? Or
yeah, I just think, I mean, we tend to have people that are working with us that are, you know, have families. So our challenge is always around school holidays, you know, and that, and trying to work through that. But also from a client base, you know, that's, a lot of people are also taking time off with their families at the same time. So it kind of, you know, we manage, but it's probably always a bit of a challenge. You know, there's never a perfect time, but then sometimes, you know, if a few of us are away, then sometimes I've got to pick up some stuff when we're on holidays. But sometimes that can just be, you know, a couple of hours or an hour in the morning, and then I'm done for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I understand.
Not
I
mean, ideal, but you know what? You own the business. There's certain things. Sometimes you just got to do it, and it's not. Yeah. I mean, it's not really seen as a chore. It's just like no problem. I'll just redirect a bit of traffic, and then I'm done for the day.
Yeah, and that's relevant to the topic, which is, you know, switching off, taking holidays. I know when I did this month in Europe that I'm talking about, I actually every morning I got up at, you know, 6 or whatever, an hour earlier than I normally would, and checked and spent an hour on the emails, you know, doing stuff, and then closed the computer, and that was it for the day.
Yep.
And I was perfectly happy to do that, and I still felt switched off. It didn't stress me out. I mean, I was, you know, in Europe, so I was then walking out into, you know, Paris or wherever.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was pretty good. And to have to be able to do that, still own the business and only spend 1 hour every morning. And it helped the team a lot, because then whatever I sent out, you know, they could – I think they were sending me stuff – and it might have been the mid-afternoon when I was answering, you know, so they could send me stuff during the day and I could check it and they could have it before the end of the day.
Yep.
So it sort of worked well. That said, I mean, I think it's important to also have time off if you can where you're, you know, incommunicado, where your phone's in the cupboard or whatever.
Yeah. Which is going to be, in some respects, we're almost at Easter in 2022. Yeah. And so that'll be, you know, Good Friday and Easter Monday. They're just like, bang. That's a solid 4 days of...
Yeah.
You can almost switch your phone off and not even worry about it.
Yeah, well, and thankfully, generally, I know our clients and yours will be the same. We sort of tend to have the same sort of holiday schedule that we do. So it isn't so bad. Yep. Sort of depends on the business, though. We've got plenty of clients who, you know, they're manufacturing stuff that still needs to be manufactured.
Yeah, it's always, there's no real shutdown.
Exactly. Yeah. They've got three shifts who just keep going, you know. So.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add? I just think, you know, for us, it's the, you know, I think we've picked it up that there is an importance of dedicating time to blocking out where you have some downtime and away from your business. And I think it rejuvenates everyone.
Yeah. All I'd say, I suppose, is that you want, you know, to encourage your team to take time off in a way that suits them and that they feel they can. And you know, put processes in place so that they can share the workload while they're gone, you know.
Yep.
And that's, and then same with the owner themselves being able to take some time off and doing that. I think that's all good training to run your business well. If your business is run well, people should be able to do that. If they can't, that means the business is not run well.
Yep.
And so that's a bigger problem that you should be addressing.
It's a good litmus test for yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Yep. If you can take time away from your business, then that's good for you and good for the business. And if you can't, then you need to think, well, why can't I and what changes can I make to address that?
Yep. Okay. Magnificent. Well, solid. Again, Alex, you get ready for that holiday. Just give yourself a bit of a break.
Yeah, I'm setting up the business so that I never need to work in it.
Yeah, correct. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.